This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
3 o'clock hour, Mushy Peas hour. Try out a few things today.
It's not Mushy Peas hour.
It might be. Just keep an open mind. We're starting
actually
a little
smart.
Late.
I was thinking, when you were talking about Mushy Peas, I was thinking that might be a genius way to make kids eat peas, because my kids won't eat no damn peas.
I never used to like peas. As I got older, I started to like peas, but I'd never even sometimes you know of foods in foreign countries and you've never had them before, but you know of them. I didn't know mushy peas were a thing. And then the first day that we got to London, Lori and I just stopped in at a pub. This was not Mayfair Chippy. This was just some pub. We had flown all night. We flew, you know, on the red eye. So we had flown all night. We left Thursday night, but we landed in London 11 a.m. Friday morning. We didn't want to go to sleep, so we're walking around and, you know, we stumble into a pub and I order fish and chips at the first pub. Like, hey, it's my first couple hours in London. I want to have some fish and chips. I got a pint, did not get a Guinness,
hey.
Got a pint. Forget what it was called, but I wanted to make sure that it wasn't one of these real dark beers that I was not going to be able to handle.
Was it warm?
Yeah. I can't eat.
So it wasn't cold. Like, he said, do you want a bottle? Whatever I ordered was in a bottle. So he pulled it out of like a refrigerator style thing behind the bar, but it was not cold because I know they serve it like
room temperature
or maybe crazy. A little colder.
I hated that in London. You know, I drink. I do remember that where you order a beer and they pull it off the shelf with nothing around it. Like, I know I want the one that's prepared for human consumption. I want something cold. They don't drink beer cold. They drink at room temperature.
Apparently there's a big thing going on there in London too. I don't know if it's here as well when it comes to Guinness, called Split the G. Have you heard this, Solana?
Ooh,
Split the G?
I have not. I know all about the science and the art of pouring a Guinness, and you have to have the perfect pour so that you get the top perfect.
So that's a whole nother story. So they bring me, this is my first couple hours in London, and I am tired. I did not sleep on the flight. I even took an Ambien. I took an Ambien on both legs of the flight, but this one I took it because I thought I'd sleep on the order, and I just can't. So I'm super tired and we're walking around. So I get a pint and they bring me this bottle, this big bottle, and the Stein or whatever. and I proceed to give the worst pour in the history of man. Like the worst pour in the history of man. There was 1/16th beer and 15/16ths foam. And I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know if I should scoop it out and throw it over my shoulder. I couldn't drink it. Like the worst pour. I was trying to be like, oh, we're going to stop in here. We're going to get fish and chips. I'm going to have a pint or whatever. And I ruined everything with the pour. Like it was like a spotlight came over the big dumb American. But
I'll tell y'all, because you and Solana both did it. It's called the head of the beer is the foam part.
Yes,
that's the head. Because Solana didn't know what it was called. And
the top of the beer.
I'm a drinker.
He
said top of the beer. Yeah.
So I order the fish and chips, and I saw on the menu mushy peas. I literally had never seen that in my life. Like, that surprised me. And they bring out this platter, and it's got the fish and the fries, the chips. And then there's, a little tin cup with tartar sauce, and then another tin cup with this green stuff, which I just assumed was some sort of topping. Like I thought it was like an accoutrement. Like I almost thought it was like a guacamole or something. Like it just didn't resonate with me. And I said to Lori, like, what do you think this is? And she's like, that's got to be the mushy peas. And I was like, oh, that's a side, that's the mushy peas. And I tried it and I was like, oh my god, these are great. I they're just great. And then I don't know if you like malt vinegar on fries, but I love malt vinegar on fries. And then it was fantastic.
Yeah. Did you eat mushy peas with a spoon, or did you like put them on the French fries?
No, with a fork. Just, like maybe 3 forkfuls. Like it was literally like serving mashed potatoes in like a little tin. But then when we went to Mayfair Chippy later on, like same thing. It wasn't like that's just the way that they serve the mushy peas.
Mushy peas. Yeah. Then with the malt vinegar, I've told you this before. That's a white people thing. Black people don't do malt vinegar.
Yeah, I love malt vinegar on French fries, and certainly, like, I like malt vinegar on the fish rather than tartar sauce. I like tartar sauce, but I love the malt vinegar on it. Yeah.
One of the things I try to, culturally appropriate on this show, and I let you know when black people don't do nothing. We're not malt vinegar people.
But malt liquor.
Hey, Schlitz Bull? Come on now.
The Schlitz Bull, man. That's a throwback. Schlitz Bull. All right, do cat talk real quick, Solana. Start out the 3 o'clock hour here. Cat talk.
There we go.
Cat
Jimmy's not here today, folks, by the way. That's maybe why you're not hearing him. Jimmy is at... He said Epcot on fire yesterday?
I believe he did. That's why he's gone AWOL.
Yeah, Jimmy's up at Disney World. See, there's a fire at Epcot? That's the most exciting thing that's happened at Epcot ever. It's like... if they add that as an attraction, maybe I would go. Like I was reading the story about it. It was like, it happened at the France ride. And then you like read further and you're like, the France ride is eating a baguette. Like that's the ride. Like, well, no, it's not. It's just like you're standing in line. There was a fire in the kitchen or something. I don't know. That's the France ride at Epcot.
My kids and Asia and the kids went to Orlando this weekend. They went to like Fun Spot or somewhere else too. And they said it's crazy up there right now.
Oh, my God. It's got to be packed for spring break.
Yeah.
Couldn't pay me to be in Orlando on spring break.
Well, Jimmy is there right now. So that's why you don't hear him on the show right now. Steven is filling in amiably, though.
Does Jimmy got some bad ones with him, or is Jimmy walking around with his cousins?
Last time Jimmy spent a weekend in Orlando... He was up there, he told me, with friends. He talked about it on the show. He was up there with friends. He rented an Airbnb with like 20-plus people, and he wouldn't really get into details of what was going on. Like, they didn't go to parks. They didn't go out to dinner. They just hung out in that Airbnb for three straight days.
You think it was like Caligula? That was another great joke for about 14 people. But if you switch Caligula.
So, Lana, you just did it in what, Asheville? Like, I don't get 17 men going and hanging out at an Airbnb. Like, what are we going to really do for 4 days? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, Asheville was cool. Like, we were going to see birds. We were going to see bears. We were going to, you know, traverse mountains and
right.
Whatever.
I do not get it. Are we going on a fishing trip? I don't want to sit around with 17 men for 4 days. That's weird.
Birds.
He's going to see birds.
I searched Caligula, but it's just a former Roman emperor. So I'm a little lost here.
Right. Well, just give us cat talk.
Okay.
Go a little deeper.
Yeah, or don't.
I usually can't. The Panthers did beat the Penguins 4-3 yesterday in a shootout. The Cats struggled on their road trip, but yesterday was the start of a nice, lengthy homestand. They have the Utah Hockey Club coming up next. Here's your cat talk. Apparently, the Utah Hockey Club, remember, they narrowed down their search for their upcoming team name to like 4 or 5 names a couple of months ago. I did see that they filed for a mammoth trademark.
Mm.
Doesn't mean it's set in stone. We'll find out probably at the end of the season, but the Utah Mammoth could be the team name.
All right.
They'll be here Friday. Mm. That's your cat talk.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were in headlines. Oh, I completely forgot we were doing cat talk. All right, let's do headlines then. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, gentlemen. The Heat did win yesterday. They end their 10-game losing skid. Tyler Hero and Andrew Wiggins balled. Andrew Wiggins especially, 42 points.
What happened while I was gone? Because I was able to see the scores, obviously, but the timing and whatever, and we're, you know, out and about and doing stuff. So I didn't really see any of the games. I can't imagine that they were supposed to win many of those 10 games. But I also can't imagine that they weren't supposed to win any of those 10 games. So what happened?
Solana, you give him the RPRs and the PERs and all the crap you say, and I let him know what's going
on. Okay, I'll tell you what Crowder thinks. Crowder thinks the Heat need a number one option to score the basketball. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Hawk, but
we haven't heard that take in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he hammered that home all week. You know, the Heat are missing a number one option to score the basketball, and, you know, Jimmy Butler wasn't that dude, in his opinion. The Celtics, Hawk, when you left Friday, the Celtics and the Heat played three quarters of great basketball, but the Celtics were short manned. They were missing two guys, Kristaps and Jaylen Brown, and they just dominated the Heat in the fourth quarter. So the same story of all season. Then,
and that's happened all season long, which is what really, I think we've talked about it, what this team should be doing. They've got enough talent to hang with teams, and you've got Spo, Hall of Fame coach. Like, but at the end, you can't do it on grit and DNA and culture.
They used to. They used to win by getting stops.
They didn't when they had LeBron and Dwayne Wade.
They had more talented players.
When they had talent on the team that could take over. Huh. We pull them in the mud, and we play three strong quarters, 3.5 strong quarters, and it gets down to about 6 minutes in the game, and then the ballers come out and start balling, and we don't have any ballers to go ball offensively. They still – with the – what was the score of Boston? 88-83, whatever. They did exactly what we want, Hawk. Pull them in the mud. Keep it under 100. And then Jason Tatum says, okay, 4 more possessions. Watch this. We have no watch this, guys. And it's so obvious. Well, and Solana gets mad. It's the answer.
I will tell you that, and I don't want it to sound ridiculous, but missing Nikola Jovic is a big piece, I think,
Hawk,
to what they potentially are lacking at this point. Now, Nikola I watched the Jovich beginning of your segment. I watched the beginning of your segment with Amy Audible.
Okay, I'm glad you smiled and I could see you because I was about to go crazy.
I was scrolling through the YouTube videos to see some of the segments that I missed, and I saw the segment with Amy Audible, and I just wanted to make your eyes pop out of your head.
I was about to run over to Boca and I don't know.
I mean, it was about to get Caligula up in here.
Hawk, watch the end of that video. Amy reveals that she was hit on by a Backstreet Boy member at a club when she was a UM student.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. How did that come up?
Because Crowder was talking about partying back in the day and his Affliction t-shirt or something. And him and Amy pretty much, like, she was here when he was at UM when he was an NFL player. So they knew the same clubs and they kind of knew the same people going out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Yeah, Amy was in them streets. I enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah. Did she say what happened?
And I told her, I guarantee me and Amy were in the same club at the same time one night in Miami. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, she didn't know, but we did the math. Salon, we were talking about the math. I was like, oh, she's here for, I was like, yeah, hell, I was playing for the Dolphins. She was like, yeah. I was like, okay, yeah, well. She said, no, he said she was too short or something, right? What did he say, Salon? He was too short?
Yeah, that he was too short. Yeah.
Oh, that he, I thought you were saying she was too short. And I'm like, well, how big is this Backstreet Boy? He's tall.
Yeah, he was too short and he didn't really have no game is what I gathered.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Pretty much you're in a boy band. You don't need any game, but you can't fake height. Mm-hmm.
You would know.
Oh, you know, I know.
Yeah, then they got blown out by the Grizzlies and the Knicks. Then Kate Cunningham ripped my heart out. And then
That I saw. I saw that on social media the next day.
The bank shot. Yeah.
That was stupid.
And then the Rockets, same thing. Like the Heat played them well.
They shouldn't have been in the situation in the Pistons game that they were in. They were winning in the early, like they were dominated. Not dominated. They were up. And then they just come back. Tie game, couple seconds left. Like they gave them that opportunity in that game. That game pissed me off.
Yeah. I wonder what the line is going to be tomorrow.
We'll find out. Steph Curry's questionable. He actually flew to Miami. So he was supposed to miss the game. He flew into
didn't
Miami.
Didn't I see that Jimmy has been here since like Sunday or something?
Yeah, they've been here from Sunday through Thursday. Yeah.
They're having a good time.
If you're just joining us and you missed it last hour, Anthony Chang, I saw, and I'm sure Ira had it as well, the Heat will have a tribute video for Jimmy Butler tomorrow.
I wonder what the reaction is. It's always interesting to me because what we have found out over the years, Twitter and the sports radio text line is not indicative of real life. Because Twitter and the sports radio text line would have had you believe that when LeBron came back, people were going to throw rocks at him. And I believe he got a standing ovation for the most part.
I don't know about a standing ovation, but it was mostly
cheers.
It was
plenty of cheers.
There were very few boos.
Right.
It was mostly cheers for sure.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll see, because we talked about it earlier where I was here when Shaq left. I got here in 05. I was here when Shaq left. I was here when Wade left. I was here when LeBron left. I was here when CB got sick. I was here for all of those. Nothing was as nasty as what publicly came out about Jimmy.
Right.
So I don't know what these people are going
to
do.
This wasn't even like where you get a whole off season to kind of calibrate your feelings on it or whatever.
And
like
the other guys won you titles. That's a big difference too.
Right.
You won a title with Shaq.
Yep.
You won titles with LeBron, and it was the best 4-year stretch maybe in the history of sports.
On two trips to the finals.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at.
And I would say Jimmy's personality we talked about, I think Jimmy's is more endearing than the guys we're speaking of, too. Like, Shaq is endearing because he's big and goofy. But, like, LeBron didn't really do a lot in the city and come out. Wade, Chris Bosh does not have a personality, to be honest, in my opinion. But I think Jimmy's endearing to people.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying because he has – at times, very endearing qualities, but man, like that big four, the 4 years of the Big Three, like the Harlem Shake video and stuff. You can't tell me that wasn't endearing. Like, we felt like we were on top of the sports world. Like, we that Harlem Shake video came out and we were like, no one else can do this. No one. Like, you're all going to make Harlem Shake videos and no one is going to, it's just not going to feel that way.
I'm interested.
Chris Bosh's birthday today, Solana?
Yeah, Chris Bosh's birthday today.
Well, so Crowder just gave him a nice tribute. Happy birthday, Chris.
Y'all know I ain't no Bosh fan, man.
That's crazy.
Y'all known that for 10 years.
It's like the nicest guy in the world. Never bothered anybody. Never ripped anybody. Won two titles here in Miami. And Crowder, all these years later, a decade later, after the guy had to retire because he had a medical condition that forced him to retire, Crowder's ripping him.
I'm not ripping him. I hate blood clots too. Chris Bosh is not my kind of superstar.
You're allowed your opinion.
I'm not a fan of Karl-Anthony Towns. He's that goofy, big, pleasant dude. Like, I don't like them big, pleasant. I like people that's nasty.
Well, Jimmy Butler's nasty when he wants to be.
I like Jimmy. I like Wade. Wade got an edge to him. Kobe had an edge. Kobe Jordan had an edge.
Nobody had an edge like Kobe, except maybe MJ.
That's my superstar, is those type guys. The pleasant, oh, whatever you want me to do, I'm here for you, bitch.
Did you see my boy Matas Buzelis against the Lakers the other night?
He balled.
Balled.
He balled. I saw. Yeah, I went back and saw. You sent me that the meme or whatever, the text. Yeah. I went back and watched the highlight. He went crazy.
He kind of crossed up Luka too. I saw that highlight. I don't know if you watched the highlights, but I mean, he put Luka on skates. It was actually it was sweet. But you saw Bronny James, Hawk.
Yeah, big game, right?
Oh, yeah, geez. career high.
17.
Mm-hmm. 17. 7 of 10 from the field.
Yeah. And they were down by 50 at the time.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, listen, doesn't matter how you get them, as long as you get them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
There was somebody in the penalty box. He was scoring on power plays.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida, but pretty nice outside. It's like in the 70s right now. Tonight, the lows will drop down in the low 60s. That is your weather.
All right. Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. Today is Canes Pro Day. Everyone, I was watching First Take. They had Lewis Riddick. He's down in Coral Gables. He was saying unequivocally Tennessee will take Cam Ward with the number one overall pick, but he will be throwing today. A whole bunch of Canes on display today. We'll talk with Joe Zagacki in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Final meal ever? I think I'm getting a double cheeseburger, ketchup and onions from Wendy's.
I'm going to kick you in your leg.
Hawk and Crowder.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Joe Zagacki, the voice of the University of Miami, is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Today is UM Pro Day. I think it starts in 20 minutes. It starts at 4 o'clock. By the way, 4 o'clock, you can watch it on ACC Network. 4:30, you can watch it on NFL Network. That's a good reminder for me. I'm going to turn on ACC Network and watch it. Any reason to believe, Joe, that Cam Ward would not be the first quarterback selected in the draft and probably first overall pick?
Well, considering that that the Titans have their head coach, their general manager, their team president, they've got in-house TV crew, their website production team, all here to see Cam Ward, I would say no. I would say he's going to go number one.
Yeah, I feel that same way.
Yeah. And Joe, is he
got everybody here to see him, so they've got the first pick. I got to believe he's going to be the overall number one pick, and regardless of what he does today.
And Joe, we talked about it last week. I don't have a bias because, you know, I'm a Gator, so like the Canes, you know, I mess with you, Joe. I mess with Hawk. I know y'all. Gino Toretta. We're all friends. But there's no bias. But I actually watched Shador in person. I've watched Cam in person. Cam is that guy. I really do believe, like, his arm, his accuracy, his strength, his patience, and everything he's doing. Is there any knocks against Cam? I think he'll probably have to get the ball out a little faster. He can't be as patient in the NFL. But what would be the maturation for Cam at this next level?
He has to admit to himself that he can't make every play, that every now and then you've got to fight for, you know, the next play is move on to the next play. You can't be a hero in every play. He's made those critical mistakes where instead of ditching the ball on the ground, you know, he tries to flip it out on the side, it's intercepted, or he scrambles to the right sideline and throws back across his body. Think of the Cal game, intercepted for a touchdown. And then, you know, his answers afterward were, I thought they were okay for college football. That's who I am. That's how I'm going to play. I'm not going to back down from that. But at the NFL, Channing, you know, you can't play that way. He'll get intercepted. And those mistakes at the NFL level are critical mistakes that cost you games and playoffs. And if you have that kind of attitude in the NFL, one, the coach is going to bench you. But before he even gets to that level, I would imagine the players would take it into their own hands. So I would say the only thing that holds him back, or the only negative on him, is that at the college level, he tried to make those plays, those incredible plays. And sometimes he made them, sometimes he didn't. But in the NFL, I don't think you can make those plays.
I saw a tweet, Joe, from Will Manso, and he said he listed all the players expected at Pro Day today, and he writes, crazy looking at that list that Miami couldn't find its way into the ACC title game. And the list is long and extensive. There are definitely some NFL prospects on this list. What do you do with that when you see, you know, just how much talent, including probably the number one overall NFL draft pick out there at UM Pro Day? How do you kind of correlate the end of the season with this?
You try. Is there a song, Mend a Broken Heart? play that song over and over. Yeah, it was heartbreaking. There's no way around it. I mean, Don and I, the last 3 years, we hosted on the ACC Network Pro Day. And today, of course, it's so big, it's on the NFL Network, and they brought in the home run hitters. But when we hosted it, and it was almost torture, Hawk, because we were looking at the players. I remember 3 years ago, I won't say who it was, but there was an offensive lineman, and he was doing the bench press, and the bar fell down on his chest. And
oh my God.
this is not what a top 10 team looks like. There's nobody here that's going to go in the first round, second round, third round. Now today, you look at this list, and there are potential stars. Cam Ward, I think Jalen Rivers is going to be a star in the NFL. I think Arroyo is going to be a star in the NFL. I think Damian Martinez has a chance to play for a long time in the NFL. I'll be interested to see what happens with other guys like Restrepo and George and Maui Noah, guys like that. Mish Powell, really smart kid. I think they can find their way onto an NFL roster. But this was a very good college roster that simply didn't finish the job. So to answer your question, how do you correlate it? Yeah, it was heartbreaking. They were right there. I mean, you can't sugarcoat it. We got to the end of the season, had to win two of three games. And those three games were Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse. And failed at the job, didn't get it done. You know, left the ball on the 8-yard line against Syracuse, couldn't stop them. I don't know how else you can really say it. Is they had a playoff-worthy team with the best quarterback they've had in 25 years and came up short. So got to move forward, and they have another very good roster this year. And hopefully they can win one more game than they did last year, and that would get them to the playoffs. That was about as subtle as I could be.
Yeah, Crowder's mic is muted. He's asking a question, but he doesn't have his mic turned on.
Joe, I'm not as good at my job as you are at yours, but I was – no,
there's
I was doing some research on this pro day, Joe, and you brought up – Joe, you brought up some of the names I was going to ask about, like Arroyo, Restrepo, Martinez, all the ones that pop up. I didn't know Martinez was the first person to rush for 1,000 yards since Mark Walton 9 years ago. I didn't even know that stat, so I started reading some stuff today. Like, which one of those guys are going to go? Because Restrepo was the star. He was the number one option, I think. But everything I see is Arroyo. Arroyo can go in the second round, where then I have Restrepo going that high. Who do you think it's going to be the second Kane taken? Because by far, Cam Ward is about to be the number one pick of the draft, in my mind.
I think the most dangerous weapon is Arroyo. You know, there were comparisons this year to Jimmy Graham. So that type of tight end, a guy that you can flex out, he can get down the middle of the field. He made it look so easy on his touchdown catches. I can think back to the Georgia Tech game. He catches one down the middle and just soft hands, the Iowa State game, Virginia Tech game. He makes the tough catch, but he was just such a hard matchup for the opponent. And I think at the next level, he's just going to get better and better. This year, you know, he's coming off back-to-back injury-plagued seasons. So this year, I thought he was terrific. The other guy that has a great upside would be Jalen Rivers. He's played a lot of college football. He's just such a smart, smart football player, such a good individual. I had this conversation with him and some other guys. I think when you get to this point, the scouts already know to a certain extent what they're getting from the players, right? How fast they can run, and they're going to look at that stuff today, how high they can jump and all of that. But what they want to know is, What kind of person? Like, the Titans got to talk to their owner about Cam Ward, right? The owner's going to say, this is a big investment. Am I getting a guy that is going to embrace our community? yes, check that off. Jalen Rivers, he would be a guy for any franchise where the general manager would go to the owner and say, if we take this guy, we'll have no problems. We're never going to have an issue with Jalen Rivers on the field or off the field. So I think, Channing, the top guys are going to be Ward, Arroyo, Jalen Rivers, and then I think, you know, Damian Martinez because of his size and his physicality and his production. And then Restrepo, it, to me, is going to be very interesting. They're going to knock him down probably because of his speed and size, but he catches the football, and, you know, it's tough to measure his heart. So I think he's going to get a chance. I just don't know at, you know, if he's going to be drafted or have to fight his way through free agency.
Hey, real quick, Joe, because we're going to run out of time, but everybody obviously is caught up in March Madness, and we don't have a real rooting interest for, you know, us Canes fans. But is the landscape of college basketball right now that Jay Lucas could have this Canes team back in the tournament as soon as next season as a contender?
Well, we're going to see what happens here in the next couple weeks in the transfer portal. I would think that he doesn't want to be in a position where he's saying, well, I'm rebuilding, but I won 20 games. And you go, well, who'd you win those 20 games against? So, yeah, I think the measuring stick is, can you get back to the tournament? And, Hawk, if you look at Missouri, they got beat, in the first round. But a year ago, Missouri, I think, won one game in their conference, maybe didn't win a game. Dennis Gates went in there, former Florida State assistant, and turned them around. So the answer is yes. I think he's going to try to go after high-caliber players. I think there are only two or three left on the roster right now. Everybody else is in the transfer portal. But he has to rebuild this thing with high-caliber players. I think guys from Power 5 programs, and I think he can turn it around in a hurry. That's what the transfer portal is for.
Today's DBJ's birthday, Joe?
Today is Don Bailey's birthday. Did you guys sing him happy birthday? Get him a cake?
No, I just happened to look at your Twitter timeline, and I saw it was his birthday. How old
is he?
Have
to find he's 60-some.
do you have any idea, Crowder? Crowder Harbor, I'm so bad at that. How old do you think DBJ is? He's got to be...
DBJ got to be 64, 63?
He's like, I think he's just a year older than I am. I think that's the way it is.
He's 64.
Yeah. Yeah.
64?
Yeah.
64.
He's in great shape for 64.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that guy could go all day.
I think he's participating in pro day today. I think he's bench pressing. Simeon Barrow bench pressed, 200 and some pounds 32 times. I think Don's right behind him. Did you know?
That bar's about to break Don's chest wide open. You better not let him get down there.
Did you know that he was the all-time, like, weightlifting leader at UM at some point?
I think Don Bailey Jr. was?
Yeah, if you go in the locker room, his name is there. He was number one for a long time.
I thought it was Dan Cilio.
Yeah, I don't think Cilio broke Don's record. I think his record was broken
recently.
Cilio broke
something.
No,
well, yeah.
There's no way.
I'm telling you, next time you go in the locker room. It's right there.
It doesn't add up but I'm guessing he didn't look in college the way that he does now, because he wouldn't have been able to protect anybody if he did.
Yeah, that would be a healthy guess.
Yeah. Was he like big, like?
Look at him.
I know, but it's hard to imagine.
His neck was bigger than his head. He was huge.
Holy mackerel, that's him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, for those days, he was, you know. No, he was big for those days. For 1980,
he's narrow as hell now.
Yeah. Well, it's all that bike riding and.
He's vegan.
And all that stuff.
He's vegan.
And he doesn't eat any steak. I try to get him to eat a steak, but he won't do it.
You ever been to London, Joe?
I have, but not for a long time. But I have been to London, yes.
You try the mushy peas?
No. No. What is that?
You missed out. Yeah, oh, they're mushy peas.
I have no idea what that is.
You
just came back from Europe, right?
The title.
Where did you go? You just came back from Europe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We were in London, yeah, London.
Did you look the right way when you crossed the street?
I looked every which way crossing a street, and I could never get the hang of where a car could potentially be coming from. and then a biker would fly right by my nose. It was every,
it almost kill you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was, I could not. And it even says at the bottom of the road, look right or look left, because none of the countries around them drive on that side of the road either. So you need, but like you, I don't know. You can't, it's no. Never going to last is my point.
You didn't come back speaking like the Brits though. You stay there long enough, you pick up an accent.
Yeah. Nah, that's not for me.
No. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, lying.
Joe. All right. All right. Well, celebrate.
You didn't hear the beginning
birthday.
Of the show at 2. I did the entire first segment in a Cockney accent.
Oh, you did. Military yeah, boss. We'll, yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, old chap.
Thank you, Governor. All right. We'll All see right. you, Joe.
All right. Take care.
I just put on ACC Network. I'm going to watch UM Pro Day here at 4 o'clock. Starts at 4 o'clock on ACC Network, 4:30 on NFL Network. Take a break. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mamacita, mamacita, que bonita, mamacita.
Hawk and Crowder.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.